I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, or as I would like to call it, Doctor Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Thinking and Love the Sorcerer. This is yet another multiverse MCU entry following the events of Spider-Man No Way Home. Benedict Cumberbatch is back as Doctor Strange, who must protect a young girl named America Chavez, played by Xochitl Gomez, who has traveled from another universe. Then Strange finds Wanda, aka Scarlet Witch, played by Elizabeth Olsen, to ask her about the multiverse, but apparently this WandaVision spell has gotten to her head. The dark magic has manipulated her into thinking she needs to kill the girl, but Strange and America both escape into another world. This sequel is a big fan of MCU's Disney Plus shows What If and WandaVision, and it's also labeled a horror film as Scarlet Witch has to kill some surprise cameos, I can't say who, and how the evil's poisoning the other universes. I'm concerned that little kids are going to be frightened by this sequel, but for older kids, teens, and adults, it still has a lot to offer. The director this time is Sam Raimi, who specializes in horror films and superhero movies. Here he's able to adapt his skills of both genres to the PG-13 rating with some laughs, dangers, and a complex and sinister nature. This doesn't compare with the out-of-this-world multiverse indie film Everything Everywhere All at Once, but Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness does allow Benedict Cumberbatch and the cast to experience the What the F challenges. 3 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming movie reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.